Patrick Brinley writes in his book, All the Beauty in the World, which is about his career as a guard at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, that he had left his writing job at the New Yorker because his brother had died suddenly at a young age of cancer, and he just felt that life seemed empty and he was looking for a new challenge. He talks about meeting different people as a security guard as he walks through the different rooms in the museum. He said it gives him great pleasure when he overhears someone saying, "Let's ask this guy," and they're pointing towards him. Or when a family goes through the different galleries and the kids don't really want to go, but the parents make them, and the dad's trying to jolly them along, so he's doing silly things like standing in front of the painting of Washington crossing the Delaware like this, with his big stomach sticking out. But Patrick wrote in the book, which reminds me of the story of the Ethiopian eunuch, which I confess is my favorite story in the Bible, that for him, the greatest pleasure was a man coming up to him and the two of them actually engaging in the painting that they were standing in front of. It was a Renaissance painting, and it was of the Madonna and Child. And Patrick was able to instruct the person visiting the gallery about how they mix paint and grinding down different pigments. And the man was asking him questions, and Patrick was able to answer him. He said it brought him great delight, because not once did the man appear to want to hurry away, but he seemed to be drawn into a deeper conversation. The Ethiopian eunuch and Philip are exactly alike in my mind. The Ethiopian eunuch is eager, indeed hungry, to hear and know more about God's word. When he's sitting in his chariot, we can imagine that he is a man of means. Eunuchs were used in the royal courts because they didn't have to worry. Kings and queens didn't have to worry about them leaving behind any children. You can laugh, it's okay, thank you. And they were also seen as safe to be among women. Laugh again. The idea that they were effeminate is not true, but it's something that we have come to believe and indeed tell one another. The Ethiopian eunuch is also exotic because he comes from Ethiopia. So he's black, and black people in a Middle Eastern milieu are not often viewed, seen, engaged with. So he's seen as something different, exotic, someone that we may want to speak with, but there was probably a fear of the unknown, a fear of, who is this fellow? But he's sitting in his chariot, and in the Common English Bible, it's termed carriage, and I've often thought that it'd have to be bigger than a chariot, because a chariot really only held two people. And if he was sitting with a scroll, it would have been a tight fit. So Philip comes along and he asks him, "Do you know what you're reading?" Which is a little condescending when you think about it. Well, of course he knew what he was reading. What Philip wanted to know was, did the eunuch understand God's word? And that's a question we all ask ourselves. Do I really understand God's word? Or have I looked at it and sort of massaged it into my own way of thinking? The Ethiopian then asks to be baptized, which is another turning point in the story, because the outsider, the Ethiopian, longs to be an insider. And that's, again, something we all want to be. Don't we want to be with the populars, as they're called in school? Don't we want to be seen with the cool kids? No one, and I know from personal experience, no one wants to be seen as a nerd. But so often, the nerds are the ones that rule the world, like the eunuch. The eunuch is the one that's holding the treasury of Queen Candace. But he can't get full inclusion because he is a eunuch. So he looks for it elsewhere, and he finds it resting in the arms of God. He finds it in the beauty of baptism. We all want to be, in some part, understood and included. Nobody wants to be left out, and no one wants to feel less than. And the eunuch shows us that when we all draw closer to God, that God draws closer to us and indeed to one another. I love the story of the eunuch, not just because you get to say eunuch about 10 times in the passage, but I love the story because he is so eager to know more about the Word of God, to be so eager that he wants to be baptized and be included. He is so eager to be accepted and loved by those around him. We too, in our own ways, are eunuchs. Maybe not physically, but we all want to feel the same inclusion. And it is here in this church that we are given that opportunity, and we are given the opportunity to include others. We include the people that no one wants to talk to, the people that we walk by. But when they come through these doors, everyone is loved and included, no matter who they are, what they profess, or what they look like. As I said, we are all eunuchs in our own way, and we all have been included in God's world. Amen.